Dog, these fans and shit on some, this shit gay. This shit wildin'. This on some different shit now. Because we gonna have to have this fucking conversation. I don't care if don't nobody comment or none of that shit. I'm finna speak my piece on this shit. Cause niggas is pussy. As fuck. Niggas is pussy. And it you can tell every day on social media these motherfuckers is pussy. We gonna have a conversation. There's no reason grown adults should be having this kind of conversation. This shit pussy. This shit lame as fuck. This shit wild. Are we gonna be 1,000 about this? Are we gonna go ahead and have a conversation? Why the fuck is it a bunch of random suburban motherfuckers talking about who and who win and when not to slide on somebody? Because these finna be the same motherfuckers that's finna be crying on social media and playing these nigga songs 100 times when somebody pass away. That shit pussy. Because everybody was playing 100 shots by Young Dolph, and then when this nigga died, motherfuckers won't blame his label. That shit pussy. What are we doing? What are we doing? We grown fucking adults. Talking about who should and shouldn't be fucking sliding. This is rap music. You niggas not about that. Half of them niggas not about that. The moment one of these rappers die, you niggas crying like bitches. You niggas saying this shit crazy and the streets is doing too much. What the fuck you mean the streets doing too much? Y'all egg this stupid shit on. Y'all egg this dumbass shit on. Every motherfucking week. And y'all wonder why y'all favorite rappers getting fucking popped. And you mad. And you hurt. Your favorite rapper getting fucking popped and you hurt. For what? You the one said the nigga slide on anybody. It's not just music. He really liked that night dead. Now you won't play the nigga songs 100 times. Is it not fucking Black History Month? Is it not fucking Black History Month? And we're egging on two young black men with kids to murder each other? My nigga Dirk just got fucking engaged. I think he just got married. Fuck your wife and children. Fuck your rap career. Go find somebody. Slide for Vaughn. It'd be different if fucking King Vaughn, they pulled up on his nigga while he at his granny house. He beating the nigga up. This shit fucking sad. And it be you niggas doing this shit. It be you motherfuckers egging this dumbass shit on. Because now it's rough. Because okay, now it's a catch 22. Because if a nigga not living his raps, you don't want to listen to him. But if a nigga living his raps is about killing and dying. So what we supposed to do is a catch 22. We can't have no rappers in this bitch that's fake. Or they gotta pretend they not fake. And then when a nigga really living the life, y'all upset when he get murked. Y'all upset when he go to jail. Y'all say it's a conspiracy. When a nigga like Pooh Shiesty got fucking, is fighting years. Oh, man, you know, the government trying to hold the black man. No, the fuck they not. He living his fucking music. The nigga was shiesty. Nah, it's a conspiracy. Nah, the label's doing it. The labels is trying to kill off their own artists. The artists aren't living their raps. That's just art. No, it's not. Because if it's just art, y'all don't want it to be art for Lil Durk. Y'all want Lil Durk to risk his music career right now and go murder people. That's what y'all want. Y'all don't want him making songs and in the studio. Y'all want him in the streets looking for people to murder and hopefully get away with it. That shit dumb as fuck. That shit dumb than a bitch. It bothers. Why you ain't slide on your fucking ops? Why them niggas that robbed your AT house not dead yet? Why them niggas that robbed your granny car not dead yet? All of the ladies that's in this bitch talking about slide for Vine. How about you slide on your baby daddy? That nigga done beat you up, beat your kid up, beat your homegirl up, and you ain't slide on shit, bitch. Shut the fuck up. You shut your ass up, bitch. You ain't even been in a fight in 5 years. Talking about slide for fuck something. Shut your ass the fuck up. You weak ass niggas. You niggas pussy. You niggas is pussy. Y'all work a fucking job. Talk about slide for... Shut the fuck up. This is the worst Black History Month of my fucking life. I'm supposed to be proud to be black. What other genre of music do the fans be like, go kill another artist? And y'all wonder why the white people be looking at us fucking crazy. Y'all wonder why the white people be looking at us fucking crazy. Oh yeah, black people aren't inherently violent. Nigga, we get some artists, we ready to murder them motherfuckers. Rock and roll artists wasn't trying to kill each other. They was trying to kill themselves. Let's be 1,000. Rock and roll artists was trying to kill themselves. They wasn't trying to shoot at each other. None of these niggas can really rap like that. Y'all be in this bitch listening to motherfuckers' war stories. Niggas can't rap. Y'all give a fuck about, well, he said he shot this nigga. I go to the news and it's a nigga shot. I like him now. He can rap good because he's living his rap. That's dumb as fuck. And niggas is getting popped. There's an entire Jacksonville movement of music solely based on killing each other. They don't even rap about selling drugs anymore. What happened to that? You remember when niggas used to rap about selling drugs and getting out the hood and flipping a pack and getting rich? Y'all remember that? Why is it? Why are we just shooting each other now? I mean, I'm not saying that the drug dealing was the best, but fuck. A motherfucker gotta buy the drugs. You ain't forced the drugs on people. So at least you hustling. Fuck, you getting a bag. Fuck. These niggas rapping about murders. And we like, it's lit. What the fuck you mean? What the fuck do you mean? This shit fucking disgraceful. We're black. We're supposed to be black people, bro. We supposed to be fighting with each other. We supposed to be fighting against the other motherfuckers. Like, goddamn. I can understand you mentioned you got one op, you slid, you talk about it in a song or two. That's cool. But fuck every song? The nigga make a love song? Niggas in the comments like, why you ain't sliding instead of being in love? The shit's pussy. The shit is vagina. And it's bothering me. It's bothering me. I'm sorry. I'm in my fucking car. I couldn't even wait to do this fucking live. It's bothering me. It's fucking women with kids. And this bitch talking about slide for Vaughn. Bitch, slide your ass to the grocery store and feed them children. Slide your ass over so they can sit next to you and watch Cocomelon, bitch. You're at the house. It's a fucking man with kids. It's a nigga with kids, bro. He just got fucking married. Niggas under his post when he with his wife at his engagement party talking about slide for Vaughn. I can tell you right now, King Von would not be asking Lil Durk to slide on something if he was alive right now. Niggas a meal ticket. He got them niggas out the hood. No. Show ass up. Nobody congratulated him. Niggas was under that bitch like slide for Vaughn. King Vaughn would never approve of that shit. He would never. He'd have some young nigga handle that shit. Some crash dummy nigga handle that shit. You think with Durk pray at night, King Vaughn come down and talk to him and be like, yeah, dog, nigga, fuck this rap shit, nigga, go murder something. Do you think King Vaughn, when he talks to his fucking brother at night, when Durk prays with his wife, do you think this nigga King Vaughn be like, I'm disappointed in you for making this money and raising your family? You supposed to be murdering people for me. I'm asking. Because you said that's the reason that you didn't go slide on your ops. You said you didn't go slide because your cousin or your sister or your brother or your partner wouldn't have wanted you to do that. Y'all say that all the time. It's always man, they would have never wanted me to risk my future, this and that, da-da-da-da. But Vaughn is like, yeah, Durk, ruin all that shit. Your partner didn't want you to risk that UPS job. But King Vaughn want Durk to risk millions. You niggas is fucking disgraceful. The shit is disgraceful. It's Black History Month. So that's not music either. So Devin Toney, that's not music either. So if that's the case, when white people be like, "What's up with black on black crime?" What we supposed to say? Larinka, I don't know how to say your name, big dog. Stop talking about it if you ain't gonna do nothing. That's the point. Okay, so I need you to explain to me why, under his engagement posts, under the post about his woman, under the post about his kids, on his Twitter, when he's not talking about it, why is Slide for Vaughn trending? Explain that. Before he said anything, why was Slide for Vaughn trending? Explain it. Why was it trending before he even mentioned it? They want him to slide, but then gonna say stupid when he do. Can't win, I agree. Deshaun Jones. It's the younger ones, though, under the post. Kids, right? No, it's adults. It's adults. It's not just children. It's grown people with kids. It's people older than King Vaughn who have never... Nigga learned what Slide was last year, talking about Slide for Vaughn. Yes, I'm watching. Go murder something. Go murder something. And then I mentioned this. I was like, okay, everybody talk about that Slide for Vaughn shit. If I die, they're going to boost the murder rate. Speaking on that particular situation. Okay. Speaking on that particular situation of King Vaughn's death, which is fucked up. Rest in peace, King Vaughn, is a terrible situation. Whose fault was that? Live by the sword, die by it. If you know the streets, that's what it... Then why was people saying when Mo3 died, that's crazy, he shouldn't have died, he died too young, that's fucked up, that wasn't supposed to happen? Why wasn't everybody saying what you saying, Devin? Why wasn't everybody saying live by the sword, die by the sword? Everybody was saying he died too soon. If what you saying is true and everybody know about the streets, then nobody should have cried for Mo3. Nobody should have cried for King Vaughn because they knew a nigga was living that life. Am I right or am I right? Brittany Avery, I'm late, but because it's an entertainment to them. But sad part is, these niggas really dying. They playing into the shit and really out here killing each other over dry ass beef that means nothing. I agree. He said it. Why ain't y'all say it? Why did y'all say he died too soon if he knew? Why wasn't people under his post like, well, he knew? Why wasn't people under his post like, well, he was a soldier? Because they don't really believe the shit they be saying when a nigga really pass out, when a nigga really gone.
It's all he gangster and he live and die by the sword until he die by it. Now it's goddamn he died too young. Goddamn it was a conspiracy. Goddamn his label. Niggas still saying King Von label is the reason he died. I don't feel like a real street nigga would speak on another nigga beef that he don't got no parts of. So I don't think real street niggas is in this bitch like slide for Von under Instagram post. I don't believe that. If real street niggas is doing that, the streets is dead. Y'all are speaking for niggas who won't have those comments under these posts. Y'all are speaking for niggas who really know about this shit. They probably don't even got social medias like that. So let's not even act like the niggas that y'all are using to defend these pussy-ass, bitch-ass, weak-ass motherfucking fans. Them niggas not fans. Them niggas really know about that street shit. So they not finna be under fucking Instagram post commenting on shit. Because they know how shit work. Niggas in the streets know about the 6-month rule. Especially if you're trying to avoid federal. I'm not finna go into detail, but my street niggas know about that 6-month rule. See what I'm saying? All of this shit is weak as fuck to me. Because everybody was on some gangster in it. And that shit, bro. That nigga Mo 3 was so motherfucking fire, bro. That nigga Mo 3 was so motherfucking fire, bro. And it's fucked up that he had to be more gangster than good music making. And he had to be more gangster than good music making because y'all fucked with his gangster more than his good music. And that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Nigga ain't sang and rapped that good since Chamillionaire. And y'all turn that nigga to some fucking demon. Some fucking emotionless robot of gangster. That's y'all fault. Because a nigga want to feed his family. So of course he's going to cater to what's paying him. If y'all fucked with that nigga love songs more than that street shit, this nigga Mo 3 will be in Hollywood somewhere right now. Our street legends used to fucking make mixtapes and get fucking rich. Nigga, street legends is getting popped. And that shit devastating. I'm finna go listen to country music. Cause I know for a fact, if a new country singer come out this year, unless he have a fucking aneurysm, the nigga gonna be out next year. I'm tired of liking a new fucking rapper. And then he pop. I'm tired of liking a new fucking artist. And then he pop. What happened was, I'm a fucking historian of this rap shit. What happened was, there was an influx. It went from real street niggas in rap, and then it was a small pocket of a whole bunch of fake shit. From like 2005 to like 2015, it was a whole bunch of fake ass rappers that wasn't living their music. So what did we do? We just started whoever was niggas that was really living their music, we made them popular. So after like 2015, we just started going after whatever was real again. Not to be no hoe-ass nigga, but, you know, niggas like Wale, Drake, and J. Cole wasn't really feeding the streets. Yeah, Soulja Boy. Lean with it, rock with it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it was a dance craze for a while. Niggas was doing dances and shit. Niggas wasn't street for a while. For like 10 years, niggas wasn't really street. We had Drake. We had J. Cole. We had Nicki Minaj running the game. Like, women is eating this shit. Trey Songz is eating this shit. Yeah. Streets wasn't lit. Not like that. So, when we finally started getting these street rappers again, the young niggas. Our street rappers back in the day was a little bit older. These is young niggas, teenagers. So, if you tell a nigga who make a song about murdering somebody that this is his best fucking song, you need to keep doing shit like this and also keep living your music. They got 66 pages of DNA evidence on YNW Melly. He's going to jail. Forever. Why? The nigga already had a hit song out and shot two people. Why? 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 Because of you motherfuckers. Because that's what y'all glorify. Because that's y'all shit. Because that's what y'all fuck with. I swear to God, if Lil Durk or NBA Youngboy fucking pass away, I'm gonna be pissed. Because y'all killed him. Clout, notoriety, and fame. You niggas killed him. This nigga Durk started to try to make love songs and shit. Y'all was like, nope, you need to be sliding. Nope, you need to be murdering people. Nope, you need to be talking violence. Shit's fucking sad. Ain't no fucking slogan today. Ain't no fucking slogan today. Ain't no young guy to pimp today. We are not putting hoes on the strip today. Or using a smooth talk or a swift hand to break down a bitch today. It's not the respect that we get. Or the energy or the effort or the time that's spent. Our time is not money and we're not reimbursing shit. I don't even know, dog. Fuck. It's Black History Month, bro. It's Black Future Month. I know I said this shit and framed it in the means of a joke, but like this shit really is hurting me. Like this shit really makes me sad. You see what I'm saying? Like, niggas is dying out here. Niggas is dying over rap. Niggas ain't even selling drugs no more. They're just dying over rap. The shit's crazy. The shit's fucking crazy. And I'm not finna glorify a nigga killing someone if I'm not gonna glorify him dying too. I'm not gonna praise a motherfucker for catching a body if I'm not gonna praise the motherfucker that turned him into a body. I'm not gonna smoke somebody as a pack if I'm not ready to smoke one of my partners as a pack when they get put in a fucking casket. I love you guys, man.